Yo.
Hello.
Oh, hi.
Mije?
Yeah, it's
how
me.
How are you? Oh. This is Carrie.
Oh, how you doing?
I'm sorry doing about good. The hassle. Oh, no worries. What time is it over there? Like 8:30 p.m.?
Oh, it's like 8:30, yeah.
Yeah. So are you getting used to the time change? Is it hard?
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah, it wasn't as bad as I thought.
Did you go to New York with Ville?
Yeah, Mexico? I was there actually for like 5-6 days.
Awesome. Was that fun?
Well, yeah, it's always fun there.
So have you heard any of the finished tracks yet?
Well, they did actually a couple of mixes, but we weren't too happy with it. So they're mixing now with Tim Palmer. So that should be good.
Tim's
I didn't hear that
with...
so mm-hmm. far, but it's going to be good.
Yeah. There's just a few more left that you need to remix.
Oh, yeah. Basically, they're working out. They're mixing the whole album with Tim Palmer, as far as I know. So,
can you give us any hints on any song titles, perhaps?
There's going to be a song, they're still like working titles. So, mm-hmm. Let's say that there might be a song called Dark Light.
Dark Light? And does it have any reference to the lyrics?
I didn't see all the lyrics even, and you know, it's better let Villa explain that. Otherwise, it's just very confusing. I start to make up things here, so you know. They're good.
Yeah. So you're excited about this new album?
Yeah, very. It's actually I was surprised how good it sounded. So especially the production. You know, Tim is really fantastic.
Oh, Tim is amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, super creative, and he has lots of interesting ideas, and then he got just like, you know, like 4 to 10 good ideas for one song, and then he just choose, you know, so it's pretty nice luxury for us.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to figure out everything out of yourself, but there's actually someone who's able to really help you out with things.
So what comes next then? Since you're back home right now, do you have to go back to New York to listen to the final?
No, not really. No, Villa's there, so we kind of have to say that.
Villa's still in New York right now?
Yeah, he's actually in New York. They're working with Tim. So, we don't have plans. We got a lot of things to rehearse, so we've been down at the rehearsal place and just fooling around with new songs and, you know, figuring them out. How should we do it while playing live, so.
Being back home, are you enjoying yourself? Like, you know, seeing your old friends and hanging out with your family?
It's always nice, yeah, be back with your family, but we're pretty anxious to go off the road again, so.
Yeah, they have that tour bug going on, huh?
Yeah, a little bit, when you manage to make a nice album, so it's always like
because you want to just share it with everybody, huh?
Yeah, kind of, yeah, pass it onwards to people, you know, it's interesting. So, we got a couple of festival gigs, so we can, you know.
Cool, is that going to be out there?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be actually in Germany and England.
Uh-huh.
That's the next address for us.
That's a really long time.
Yeah, we kind of skip festivals, you know. Uh-huh. It would have been interesting to play, like, I heard there are a couple of good festivals there, so, you know. But, I don't know, we're waiting for the new album. When it comes out there, we kind of, you know, wait until then.
Do you mind if I give you some questions that some of the kids from the Hardagram.com message board were asking?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay. So the first one is from Mark G, White Pony 1096, and his question is, hey, guys, I know you all have a lot of influences, but I was wondering if you all have been influenced in any way by The Cure. Also, have you ever covered a song by them, or are you planning to?
Well, actually, We've never been such a big Cure fan. We were always more into Sisters of Mercy and those like Bauhaus and sort of English gothic scene. Uh-huh. So musically, we just, you know, paid more attention to them. So, Cure's got a couple of good songs, but we just never really, I don't think any of us really got into them, you know. Mm-hmm. They made these nice and happy poppy albums and they really suck. They got a couple of really good ones. So that kind of, you know, that kind of kills the spirit for a band if there's like a period that you really hate, and you know. So it's an interesting band, and it's like, you know, and but never really been such a big influence for us particular.
Yeah. All right. The next question is from Vinny from Arizona in the U.S. And he says, do you think that having Bam Margera use the Heartogram Him logo on his merchandise has had a positive outcome, or whose idea was to do this?
Well, it was actually Bam's idea, because he kind of, he likes the band, and I think for some reason he really likes the Heartogram as a logo. Yeah. So, but it's definitely been positive. I mean, basically he's been doing us a big favor by using it, actually. So the people in, for example, in the U.S., they have, you know, like, they didn't, they heard about the logo before they heard about the band, so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And it's an interesting situation, you know, in a very positive way.
Yes.
If you ask me.
Next question is from Angela from Miami, Florida.
Okay.
Have you ever gotten tired of being in the music business and thought about quitting the band? And if you had to quit the band, what would you be doing today?
I get those ideas every day, but I just don't have the guts to do it because, you know, this is basically, you know, I don't know how to do anything else. I don't know. I guess it would be pretty much some kind of a, you know, sick bomb. I don't know. This is really the only thing I know how to do. So, you know, let's hope they, you know, remains as, you know, positive and nice thing to do, which it is now. So. Yeah, but of course you get funny ideas every now and then. I think everybody does, no matter what you do.
So growing up, you always felt that this would be something you would end up doing for a while? Or
I kind of wished for it. Uh-huh. You know, but yeah, sure.
And then the last one is from BeautifulSin666. Is there ever a time where you write a song you really like, but it doesn't end up making the album for whatever reason?
Yeah, actually, we pretty much work out, like, riffs and ideas, and of course, sometimes they just don't end up anywhere, or they go through such a evolution that you don't even recognize them anymore, but pretty much all the ideas in one form or another, they end up on some song, you know, but usually we hack them, you know, like, split them into pieces and, you know, use parts of idea for one song and the rest of it for the other. So that's how it pretty much goes. But usually, you know, like bad ideas, we never end up even trying, you know, because we're pretty selective, you know, so, but I guess there are always, you know, a couple of things that, you know, you just realize that she's not working, you know, no matter how good it sounds in theory.
Awesome. Well, enjoy yourself out there. I hope to see you soon. And hopefully we'll be able to do another one of these soon.
Yeah, sure. Anytime. Okay. Yeah, and you take care as well.
All right. Thanks, Mijay.
Okay, no problem. Bye.